number one. Number two, even if she sees, she becomes tummy, she doesn't go to mikvah bizmanenu until she gets married. Therefore, all this can be told upon her. It doesn't make a difference. If we know she stole one time, all this can be told upon her. So it's not a gift, first of all, she doesn't see. If she does see, then why should she always be tummy anyway? What's the gift for your calendar? We don't keep calendar today for whatever reason we celebrated last time, or a week ago. Why exactly don't keep calendars? So the kitzur is not to get anything, and the Reichach Chazonzer is not to get, the Shaitan, and the Oide point out, she doesn't get married, so fine. So the whole entire law is not to get, again with Avada of Torah, I mean, we don't know, even if you have to have a very thirsty to get a well, but the law is not to get out of the Iker. There is one point that is to get, where they discuss Machlokes over here, like Tanu, which is really to get to also the Kano, that we have Machlokes over here, the Gemara said that once you have a Chazakah, you saw three times, the law said you have to be Choshish. What happens if you saw three times but not the kfiyas? The Gemara's words, the words of Shulchan Aruch, sound like after the kfiyas, you saw 30, you saw 30, you saw 30. You saw the kfiyas on the Lam L'Chaydish or Achlaga four times. Once you have a kfiyas by the Kano or by a Kano, then you have to be Choshish. What happens if you saw one time 30, one time 28, one time 31? You went back and forth, you saw three times, you have Chazaka of seeing, but not on the same time. So is that going to be the same as be choshish, not be choshish? So again, so the Tanakh is not negated, but it is negated as a Kano. The Kanos, they do something, they'll be with like a summon, then they end up seeing within a relatively close time, be ejected even with like a summon, therefore they'll be choshish like a red, like 8 weeks of war, therefore they have a flogger, and they'll have the bainini, and they'll have the choshish. Or no, the whole time after is dafka by kriyas. Now the story you say, the passion of the story is, the maestro, she saw three times, she has a sock of thing, but he should be choshish. And what the Svod saying not that way, is that by Rosh Enik, where's your opponent? The Maestro, she passed by a stage of being Mufalakis. She being now making an ice Mufalakis. It's your opponent, Heimamu, Heimamu. That passes. And maybe that's in a case where they make a Kriyas, where at least a Shastri Raiso, get of a Chazokas Raiso, even though that's a Kriyas, your opponent, but the Shtaka, Umdunav, she can see in this time, the Shtaka Umdunav, they'll be choishes. The Stamadar, Rosh Enik, Kavor. Maestri won't be choishes, even if she sees three different times. And therefore, the Shach says... But kind of also, that's when she is a Mufalakis. That's when she is a Mufalakis. Still, even if she starts seeing after three times, the Esther, her society and their growth, like that's what she, that's what it is. That's her Mufalakis. So the Shach says, hey, we'll leave it as this, we have a Kavir, the Shach is a Kavir. Therefore, the Shach is good. The Kesef comes off the Taz, it's very clear. That's the Kavir, and if you're not the Kavir, it's not the way. Now it's interesting, the Chochmas Adam, the Chochmas Pasma in the Shah, stood out, so it's the word, there's a Lacha by the Kano. They say, Maestam, they say, what's a Lacha? That's the Vixiyas. And after Swam is Manana, why it's only the one Swam go like that, because the Kar from Shemesh Kara, he says, Maestam, Chochmas Adam, Shah, so Maestam, Lacha, Maestam, Pasma, that's the Vixiyas. And that is still, we don't sound like we're in the Shulchan Aruch that way. That still we sound like we're in the Shulchan Aruch. The Maestam, the Vic of the Pasma is Manana, go like the Taz. Who is in the Sivus, the Kishon Aruch, the Tire of Oid, and you learn the Pesach Tshuva and Simon Kuf, Pei Dalad over there, he also brings down the Machlokes on Sef Kimmel, he brings down the Machlokes Taz in the Kuz Akes, and he ends up, however, the Chavadash, and the Sipahara, all go like the Taz, and Pashuk, the Lachas like the Taz, and the Maishiyah, the Chazak of Singh, therefore you have to be Choshish. Again, so Tana is not really in the Gaya, but the Ikhna Swam seem to go not like the Chokhul Dabma or Choshul, they seem to go Fakir, like the Taz, that they want to have Chazak of Singh, even though they're not a Kviyas, they still have to be Choshish. And after Venus, the case of the Kano, when she starts seeing it at three times a thing, she'll have Yechosh, Vaveni, Yechosh, and Yechosh.
Before that,
sorry?
Before,
if once she's Mufalakis side by Kana side Mufaris, she would not Yechosh at all. That's the opponent, would not Yechosh for anything. Nothing at all. Now, how do you make yourself Mufalakis? Because one says you make Gimel Oynis, Vaveni. So, who discussed him in riots over here as to what is the Gimel Oynis? It's only the third of our flogger, so therefore, my son passed one time. Or they discussed the days, the riot over here that is after maybe 31 days or 30 days. My point is fine, whatever the riots are. But so, based upon that they discussed over here, what does it mean Gimel Oynis? Gimel Oynis is lost in the flesh in 90 days. Some of them don't want time, that means after 87 days, you count 30 on both ends, some of them means 89 plus 1, some of them say it's 90 plus 1, some of them say it's 91. So fine, the body said the possible from has to be 91 days. Fine, you want to go 31, 31, 31, so don't cover that. Fine, the kids themselves have to, how long the Mufalakis is between 87 till 91. 4 day difference. Otherwise, once you pass that, you Mufalakis stop him. Now, the Swam is Manenu, do like saying that, specifically by Zakeno, that today, how does it seem to go? The women, I guess, from the 40s, late 40s, called, even into a thing, there's something called menopause. I think the word is. What's the word? The menopause. The menopause is basically that women, they start, their cycle starts slowing down, their body starts changing, and they coming to basically the age of decay, no? So they do it, today's in age seems that in older studies they seem to go very quicker, and now it seems to be it can take years. Remember, she is. They'll start seeing 8 weeks later, and then 10 weeks, and 12, and they go back and forth, jumping here and there, and they get hot flashes, and they have no idea when exactly it's coming. And the material of the body seems to have no set cycle. Mamas can take years jumping. They can see a lot of dam, they can see a little bit of dam, they can see 1 to 3 months, they can see once every month, and goes back and back and forth. And therefore, the Torah say, Bismanenu, up to Torah, not Aloha, because that maybe every time, if you want from Akron, bring down that art school, others, back to Tyra, bring down from the Shoshosman character school already, that once you, until she does not see the 6 months straight, and that every time you want to have Tashmish, you maybe should do a Bediko. Why? Because your question maybe it'll come. Mitzal Locha is not the way, but maybe Mitzal Eitzo. What? They write in. No. Do Bediko before Tashmish. Or maybe Bediko Chisoinius, or whatever they mean. That's what she has no less. And there's nothing we can't be Chosha specifically, because we don't know. Especially if that's your Enne Gavor, and with this. If she passed 4 months, then what she used to end up seeing, it takes them years to stop the thing.
Why
didn't you sign a law? Are you ashamed of that? Oh, so we'll have to get some Kupay Vav. Really, it could be depends how you pass the Kupay Vav. What happens if you should say one of that? If you go like a Shakshi, do not pleasure with Manenu, or do you make a Chazak? But she does a Chazak for 3 times, it's fine. Why are they saying you check for years? Before, the thing has 8 to tell you about that you don't know, so they're giving advice, but maybe till we know it'd be mastic for 6 months, today is 6 months. Before, more than 3 months, they went 6 months. I don't know where exactly I got it from, but fine. They say, until 6 months, because you do vegan for Tashmish, they say, tell you what exactly you should do, I have absolutely no idea. I hardly doubt they really do that, especially the American.
So
fine, so that's my what?
Another German Kardashian, they killed the normal
time. She has no normal. At least 20 days, fine. So until then. Fine, but Tashmish are locked in basically from Sakh Zaman in 3 months. Now, the lock in the gate is the gain of. Is first the halacha. The halacha is mamash technically like kano. Once she is in the halacha, the halacha is to make her to see she has to be 3 times, except for one thing. The Mechaber says that if she had a vest kavua before, then she'll get it back right away at 1 time. That's only chilek, which I don't know if she really knows vest kavua, so that doesn't get that much. But she, that's only enough. I mean, otherwise, she's technically like kano. You have to define what the kano is. Now, it's clear from the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch says the Kena is not what the Olam thinks the Kena is. Kena means two aspects of the Kena. One is you have to be Mitzalekis, the Mitzias, and one is she has to be called the Kena. Neither can be called the Kena. The fact that she went through menopause with Mitzalekis is not enough. That means if she went through it at 40 years old, if she's not called the Kena, that's not enough. It's not, people seem to make a mistake. Past my 3 months, past my 6 months, I'm a Mitzalekis, and there's no Pshash, no Vestas anymore. What you see is about his comedy, but there's no vestas. That's not true. It's more than clear. You need two things. You need someone who's called a Zakina, and you need someone also with a lacquer. Two aspects. Just like a regular person who's 30 years old, she went through 6 months, about she's one time, you're back to the flood of Fajr. But also, she is not nichol in the Chazal's getting with lacquer until she's nichol in the getting of the Zakina. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara and Daphne brings down my colleagues, of Shimon says, what? We pass my Shimon. We pass in the wheel like of Shimon. If Shimon says, we have to also the word of Shimon is, you have to call Amma, Amma, Ima, Ima, whatever the word is. But you have to call her Amma, Amma. And again, one statement said Amma, Amma means mother, mother. Another English statement said it means Emma, Emma. And it means those days after. I'm not exactly sure what the word Amma means. Ima means. Might you have to call her something. That's what? That's one option, yeah. It could be a title. Because it means something else. The shadow is really, we'll get to maybe the shadow, what to do with it. But,
she'll be 95 years old, if you don't call
her that. We'll see if I can say more. So first, the Gemara says you have to call her that. She has to be called a Zakena. Now, the Gemara has Machlokes, means if she's Busha, has to be Machedes. Fine, Machlokes in the Gemara. The Halacha, the Kaz, went with Mahalach of Busha. The words of Machab is very interesting. Why in the world do they take the word Elisha Sheshet? To confuse you and make you not clear exactly what he means, I'm not exactly sure. Therefore, the Taz and the Chacham Zadim went with the Malach of Busha, However, if the place can grow with being more makel, going to get them being machzor, because there are people who are in the vice and not being machzor, they want to have them and their eyes and ben yirucham. And if the place can grow, that to be makel and say it's based upon a hakpado. And therefore, and they say why we went makulo, because that's just the main thing. Rabbanon, and since Rabbanon went together of being al hakpado. The first, what call is the kaino? The first way of makulo is gemara. What do we call it? We go with the mahalok that the apple emma emma, and the get is dafka being machzor and not usha. Now the Mo rather adds in when he turns the halacha over the machaber and the chavtes. Machaber says either he's the kena koshkama or imo the femeha, and the words of the Mo the kena kolkach shuroy it's shuroy to call it imo. So what is that? Those words that we moistened. Tosha Shlomo on the page brings down explaining what the Mo means, and they come back from places and the shalmi does not mean depends upon her. If she's 95 and she's 90 machbed, it means depends upon society based upon metzias. If the Tzaddik knows that a 95-year-old lady is called a Kena, she's a Kena. Whether she is Machzor or not, we don't look at her based upon Messias. And if she's a 35-year-old lady, she wants to call her a Kena, she's not a Kena. She's but Lodaita, it's meaningless, less than 40 years, but she's not a Kena. Therefore, it goes based upon Messias. Now, the Shaila is there a middle ground that we do ask her? That means, is there something that someone's like 55 years old that Kena, maybe? Maybe not, 10, 58, I don't know. Are you, aren't you? In that case, is there a great era that may be totally upon her? I didn't see anyone discuss the point. It sounds the way from places to Yishalmi that the most quoting sounds like depends that's upon society. However, if you look at the Yehuda when he discusses the case of a lady in 58 years, in another case, it sounds like you have to check in front for where the Gemara is, or Chavarim call her, it sounds like her specifically. Not sure if there's a great era there. You do depend upon her or with a great era. I don't know if there's a great era, but sometimes there is a time age-wise that would be like 50-50. It has to, right? Numbers change all slowly. So is there age-wise a 50-50 that we do ask her? Or not? I'm not exactly sure. Fine. So the getter is akpodo, and the getter is not does not depend upon her. It depends upon society. Now, the word of the Gemara is emma emma. Now, the way the Rambam says it over, he says, someone who can call a zikna, an old lady. And if somebody calls an old lady, now the way the slum is when they knew at least 10 different slums bring down, for example, you call a person a sasta. Sasta, whether bring down a bobby, or a granny, or a mammy, or different words, right? Whether it's in Spanish, or in English, or fun, Yiddish, or Hebrew. Those are different words for grandmothers. Now, everyone says this, those are plastic, but I wanted to just sort of slur over here. There are certain people who, let's say, 55 year old lady, call a sasta. It might be. Most of them kids, grandkids, most of them 10 of them, 20 of them, today they say an age, a fast from age 40. Fine, so I know my trigger, she went to, I was the first son-in-law, first kid, she don't call me Safdi, because she was masked. So I have this, I love her, I understand it. Now, Baruch Hashem, she has 20, 30 of them, she's very happy, Safdi. Fine, so she was masked when she was younger, her kids having kids, no, babies having babies. Fine, so, as I said, she's the mother, babies having babies. Fine. But Maisa, she's 55 years old, Safta, Avada, she has 20 of them, and first of all, she gets used to it, she has so many grandkids, Avada, grandkids call Safta, and eventually call them Safta. Try to call my sugar old lady, it won't work. Try to call any 55 year old lady, it just won't work. People can choose, there are some people, like even at 70, they get on the bus, old guy, and he stand up and get a seat, like, what do you think, I'm an old guy? Sit down. Well, Avada, that's called Avada, Avada's an old person. He's older 70, that's called a day. But the concept of the Lashon Rambam understands the word Emma. If the word Emma in the Gemara means grandmother, say we have clear Gemara. The word Gemara of Emma means the old, which are the Rambam brings down Halacha, says we call her a zik, an old person. So I don't think these grandmothers or bobbies are the fair example, because first of all, they get used to it. And the only ones that usually mock the medical staff are usually the ones that don't seem to have grandkids, or most people like, But otherwise, I don't know where exactly, it's not a fair name to give a person to call Mr. Lekka. Zekena, a 10-year-old lady calls Zekena, I'm not 100%. If you have a 5-year-old lady calls Zekena, she'll be very upset. So next thing we'll say is the form is the name discussed. First of all, Sato, that's the example I give, a lot of 40-year-old ladies have grandkids. So say Sato does not mean the grandkids. What else can you call her? I have to give her a name. The same thing people in the street call her. Right? I hear Safa walking around the street, take a moment, Safa, right? Safa is the old lady on the block. That's what it is. Except, The difference is that when so about the halacha is not with the grandkids. Call it what's the side? Call it the second side of the Gemara. Your chaverim caller. What the Gemara is? Your friend's caller. The friend calls after. So again, so even though it depends upon what society calls her, but Safta seems to have a less of a connotation of an old person than an old person. Therefore, again, I do not see anyone saying this, and every sefer from the body and all is all be known to get a Safta.
Other people in the street call you Shri Safta?
If they all have a name.
But not because you're a great kid,
okay. You understand that in a certain age there'll be called Safta before they call the king. No one in the street will call an old lady.
No.
You stand up on the bus, you see the old lady, you know, you can just be like, it's on the bus, you tell you can't get up, the old lady came on the bus, she won't be embarrassed about it. Well, she's 55 years old.
If
she's 70, she wouldn't. At 55, yes. But Tafta, she won't get away. This is a different kind of nation. It's a bus, a different kind of nation. No, it's just our view. No, we better go to the get a Mach Fit, being Mach Fit. Be Mach Fit. Sorry? Oh, we'll get there. No, fine. That's the clock. Now the clock is the name that tells what age exactly. Now, the form discussed between the age 40 to 70. Less than 40, everyone says no. Above 70, everyone says yes. In between is the Mamadi and Mangas range, exactly what it is. There's a tumor, one tumor about 53, another tumor about 68. Fine, there's a tumor about 60. Mamas ranges. The Mahal that seems to fit very well in the Sigur much nicely is that Maitre Azri Kashmir, one of his albums give it that age. That's right. Age. The way that the Yatsev already in the Shari Torah says beforehand is that it really depends upon the person's heaven and the Mezek. Some people, when you look at them at 50, they look like 70, and some people at 50 look like 30. Some people are spring chickens, and some people are like they're already half, their foot's already inside 6 feet under. Right? Some people just have different ways of living life, different connotations. They look differently, they are different. The whole now, it's not asking old people, it's even young people, some people mature quicker, some people just never get that way. Fine. But there seems to be, in the way they look and their feelings about Gosha, seems to be that they're different, a bunch of different. And therefore, those more time they get, it really depends upon what's her type of, what is her nature, is she, not what she says she is, but what's really how she looks like. And therefore, it could be that when you look at what society says, society of her, not society, like, again, we don't pass those after her. But of course, what society says about a person who looks at this and acts like this and behaves like this, that's her whole life ever. What is her age? And therefore, for that reason, says the Yatsu and others, therefore, it's very clear that there's no click head. It really depends upon it. And therefore, the numerous truths that when they're discussing it, they seem to sometimes really depend upon her, they're looking upon her, even though it's totally from society, what exactly is what she is. Fine, so the ikka way the Swarm go is that it really depends also what mainly giving it. Again, if giving it the cane though for the 50s are certainly not the cane. If go with the age of more of the Safta, I shouldn't say anyone 35 won't mind being called Safta. That's the sort of the passage. If you otherwise it's almost say the Lavos and others say certainly from 65 and onwards say the four should be as the cane though. Otherwise less than that really depends who she is maybe or what society gives them. And that's Icon's Zekana, but the main insight of Zekana is that people make a mistake to think it's after menopause. That's not true. It needs Zekana and menopause. Again, menopause starts filling in the 40s, and that's what commonly called a day is. It's not necessarily getting Zekana, even after the is usually marked, but and before it has to be more than that, it needs Zekana and menopause. You both, needless luck, it's both aspects. There is a shach over here in Skon Ein Aleph, which is really negated to sit on a base, which is very important, the spectacle of the vestus. Shopping down a shallot that the Gemara says the first map to be kibbeh vest and you may need it and you may zivo. That means that the way a person's body works, if the Gemara says you have 7 and then 11. The first 7 days of need and afterwards you have 11 days of being tars, you may zivo. That means you have 18 days that a person, first 7 days, the way having a prayer was, the first 7 days you see one drop, the first 7 days you see every single day flow as much as you want. As long as you're tar by the last 7 days, you may need it, then go to mikvah. We do. But that's the minatara. After the have 11 days, the nature of a person is not to see anything. You would say anything, but some of the words that we show him is you're a sick person. 11 days should be back to him. Fully may zivah. May need a may zivah. Now, those days, the Gemara says, you should not be machlekes for machlekes. The way you clearly paskin, you should not be kveh aves. Aves means what? Your cycle, your natural cycle. Natural cycle of a person is maybe the results will probably open up. That's the first 7 days. The next 7 days, you're not supposed to see at all. And afterwards, when your cycle starts again, that means after 18 days, 19 days later, is when your cycle begins, and your flogos should be, your vesta should only be 19 days onwards. However, the Ramban says that since we have enough confusing halachas in the negate of vestas, and we have a problem of calendars, therefore we're not machalic, and therefore we do not know, we do not count 7-11, but we create vesta, sayimei nida, and sayimei ziva. Now, if you go with the Rambam Shita, 7-11 goes through your whole life, it's much more understanding what's confusing over here, but actually it's confusing with halachas, if you always been kveh ves. Come on, Rishach over here and says, only kveh Rambam is only kveh ves l'chumra, not l'kula. That means, for example, let's say you have a ves kavua, sing it every 30 days, and then you have a ves kavua of a case where it's may neither, you may zivah, you want to be oiker the original ves kavua, because Rishach, the Maaseh won't be oiker. Why? Only l'chumra, not l'kula. Now this is my says the Kumal on the Shach and the Tarsh Shomu says not the way. It says the Vada we are kaveh aves side of Kulas out of Kumal and the Pesach says why heim amru beim amru. Therefore we're going to be mekel. That's the Yisrael of the Machlok Shach with Tarsh Shomu, and among the Shomu is my name. The Avon by Yemei Zivul my says goes side of Kulas out of Kumal. By Yemei Nida the Kumal we say the Nach. What's the Gaya? So this really Agdama for the next tip to explain what it means. It's very very Gaya Alafa. Is a person kveh aves with the mayim pesuach, which that's in the Torah brings down of Yisrof Am Beis, the Derech Agav and Mechaber, and the Ikir, when you saw it, it was brought down by the Taz and Sifkon and Yitzchet, by the Lung Ramon, by Sifri Gimel. Over there, the way the Torah brings it down, the first thing is Rosh Chodesh, the next time Rosh Chodesh, the next time is Chasei, and then Rosh Chodesh. Are you kveh aves for Rosh Chodesh now? Well, I'm maitet to me, neither, it's the mayim pesuach, it's kveh aves now, which is best of Bein Negei, our first thing is 28, next time is 27, 28. Well, straight into it. Are you kveh aves? Poshut. You saw 28 three times in a row. But the mice the third time, you really saw 27 and it flowed into 28. Are you kveh aves or not? It's called being kveh aves by my stork and kveh aves by my blossom. That's the words of the Mughal, the Paiskim. True, it goes out that color, but the mice maybe also count. Maybe you can say that's the seventh summon. That's the words of the Torah. 7th summon, 27th, you were not aiming to see. You had extra blood inside your body. And therefore, 28 and 28th, really, it could then, we have a chaych, fair vest, l'chom ro. So. The starting point is in the shach, because l'chom ro, you have to know, we'll take this all off.
There is a passage that says the blood
wasn't
in the
right.
Again,
there are two points. There are seven something. The two points of it. You have to go start off with the shock and also the seven something. Two stories you put together. Now again, we're not. We didn't. In all those Shavuot days, it seems like dumb. What means to be a white is very negative. It happens all the time. Very negative. A person sees on even any. They discussed a couple aspects. One was actually in a war. Person saw on a chafei nisan. Next month, it saw chaf dalad an ear and then chafei nisan. So. After the flood, we get involved by Smeya Oikin Nanakur. The Mayim says, you do not pass today without seeing it. The Mayim talk. What's that halacha? You still get Chodesh Vesha in the Kavua. Also, does it make you look fierce or not? It really depends based on the Shaf and Islam and base. That's just like drama to know what's going on, it's very important. Even though on the page it sounds like there's nothing going on to one base, you read it, nothing goes on. There's a quick Torah there, it's very important you start to understand what Oikin Vesh by Mayim Stuk, Mayim Sassan. Number one, by Kavua, not by Kavir. Number two, is it not between a flood and between Chodesh. But that's Arkan, especially the not a lot of the gate, it kind of has to kind of.